This recording, Heilan Zhang 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. We'll hear the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with the goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a real form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that H. Goods began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The Goods owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered the ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to beat the goose, she whipped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Then I want to introduce my hometown. I come from Heilongjiang province. It is located in north of China. The winter in Heilongjiang is beautiful, and the snow is much more beautiful, I think. I love my hometown because it is the place where I was born and I grew up. Now I want to say something about my life. When I was 10 years old, my parents were busy with working, so they sent me to my grandparents' home in Liaoning province. That's the first time I leave my parents. My grandparents' home was far from high school, so I had to live in dormitory. I can only return my grandparents' home twice 1 month. At the beginning, I had a great longing for home, because I left the person who I used to keep with and stay at a new place, so I felt nervous and even lonely. Then I took pains to adapt to the new environment, and gradually I found the person who lived in Liaoning was kind. They are helpful and easy to get on with. So finally, I had a happy time in there for 5 years. I think although we can't change the environment, we can change ourselves to adapt to the environment. 孔子《论语》学而第一。子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？”为政第二。子曰：“诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。”子游问孝。子曰：“今之孝者，是谓能养，至无犬马，皆能有养，不敬，何以别乎？”子曰：“视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人言守哉，人言守哉。”